I'm ready.
Okay.
And 3, 2, 1. Welcoming into KRDO's afternoon news studio, Mr. Rob Doherty, great friend of KRDO, somebody we love to support. You are principal of James Irwin, well, actually PTEC, which is Power Technical, and you are soon to be the CEO of the James Irwin Charter School System.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having
Congratulations,
me.
Congratulations, man. Yeah. Lots to talk about, as always. Let's bring people, let's give some people some familiarity with PTEC and the James Irwin Charter School System first.
Yeah, so James Irwin Charter Schools have been around since 2000. We are a network of five schools, two elementary schools, one high school, a middle school, and then PTEC, which we're talking about here today. And PTEC is actually a grade 6 through 14 school that focuses on trade education and a great academic education as well.
And it is becoming a wildly successful school.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've been up and running for just 2 years, but you've got 100% placement of kids who are...
Four years,
I'm
Ted.
Sorry. Okay. That's pause. And let's resume. Okay. It's becoming a wildly, wildly successful school, and you've got 4 years under your belt.
Yes, sir.
And 100% placement into institutions of higher education or employment.
Yes.
Really depends on the track that your students have chosen. Okay. By and large, though, you are by, for, and about helping to fill the workforce pipeline in this community. And believe
That's right.
me, there are lots of jobs open and lots of people that you have in that pipeline waiting to push out into the workforce, having learned all kinds of skills and trades. And it sort of busts a myth, or bends it a little bit, that college is the be-all, end-all. It really isn't anymore, is it?
It isn't, no. And we have a lot of kids that come to PTEC with the idea that they're going to go on to an engineering school, and they've gone off for learn engineering or architecture, which is a great opportunity. But most of the kids that are there, they already know what they want to do. And that's the thing I keep hearing when I talk to the kids, even in ninth grade. We're here because we already know what we want to do. And they want to go into construction. They want to be an electrician. They want to be a plumber. They want to be a draftsman. And these kids in ninth grade are learning AutoCAD. They are good-paying jobs. And I think in one of our previous interviews, you mentioned they walk away without student debt.
Yes, which is really, really huge, because getting into the James Irwin Charter System and going into PTEC or Power Technical, you can get in there and you say sixth grade, right?
Sixth grade.
And you can leave there and after 12th grade and spend two more years in the higher education and get an associate's degree.
That's right. Yeah, we have a deal with the state of Colorado that says we can keep your kiddos for 2 years beyond high school and then go to Pikes Peak Community College and get their associate's degree tuition free.
Tuition free. And that's where getting a college degree is huge. It goes along with all the other skills that are needed, particularly if you're working in clean manufacturing industry, which is, let's say, Colorado Advanced Manufacturing Association. Mm-hmm. They are a group of people that want you to know that it's not about stamping Volkswagen fenders in greasy coveralls in a factory with green cinder block and broken windows. It's not that anymore. It's all high tech, very computerized. And you're working with organizations like that, among others, to put kids in their systems as well.
That's right. And I think that's funny how you brought that up, that you kind of imagine manufacturing as being this greasy, dirty,
dark, smoky
environment. And these places are as clean as an operating room in most cases. And one of our great partners is Dave Jeffries with JPM Prototype.
Yeah.
And you mentioned CAMA. I think he's going to be out on our Make and Take on February 8th.
Thank you for that great transition.
Yes.
That was masterful. I am so excited about Make and Take, because this is an opportunity for parents to bring their kids ages 9 and up to the school. It's at PTEC, right?
Right.
And PTEC is located exactly where?
2525 Canada Drive. It's it's just off of Constitution between Peterson and Mark Scheffel.
So easy to get to on the east side of town, ages 9 and up, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. It's on February 8th, and you bring your kids, and they get to make something that they get to take with them.
Right. Yeah, so that's the name Make and Take, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is to get them in and actually see that welding isn't scary. They can build something, and So there's some projects like a toolbox and some metal roses, and I think there's some sunflowers in there. And they get in and use some tools. And
even printing as well. So
Thank you. Yeah, 3D printing and engineering, they get the opportunity to do that. And if you'd like to come out, we'd like everybody to RSVP by calling us at 301-6200 so that we know how many folks are going to be there.
So here we are, Rob Doherty, Power Technical, incoming CEO for the James Irwin Charter School System, which is five schools strong. You got a new library that you're standing up here pretty quick. You're building a house. I mean, you have something for every child, and enrollment windows are never closed. Right. It's first come, first serve. The number to call is 301-6200 for a tour of the school. Come in and get familiar, or bring your kid to Make and Take Day, February 8th, 8:30 to 11 at the P-TECH campus. And again, please RSVP, 301-6200. Rob, always something exciting going on. Thank you 1,000 times for spending the time with me here on KRDO's Afternoon News today.
Thank you, Ted, and thank you, KRDO.
Okay, this will play very